University of Jamestown plans different fall return for students and staff. Pedestrian hit on Main Street in Jamestown Monday morning. And this is a look at your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. With a little more than a month away before the start of the fall semester for the University of Jamestown, plans are being made to keep safety at the top of the list. Classes are expected to begin August 24th, and with that, Provost Dr. Paul Olson says students and staff will see a different look to their academics.
Well, the changes start just in terms of move-in and how we're doing move-in procedures. We're encouraging our international students to come back as soon as possible. A lot of them are already making plans to return. Of course, they have to do the 14-day quarantine. We've also been working with the state to make sure that we can get all of the tests that we're going to need.
When it comes to the classrooms, Dr. Olson says all students and staff will be required to wear facial covering.
The students will all wear it. Faculty members will have facial coverings so that we can be safe that way. And of course, that's going to affect what we can do in classroom. Classrooms are going to look different, very different.
Read more at NewsDakota.com. Jamestown police were called to a pedestrian struck by a vehicle in Jamestown just after 11 a.m. on Monday. Lieutenant Sid Mann says they were dispatched to the 200 block of First Avenue North. Lieutenant Mann reports an investigation into the accident is ongoing, but preliminary information gathered the vehicle was traveling southbound on First Avenue North at a low speed at the time of impact. The pedestrian was not in a crosswalk. The pedestrian was transported for evaluation to Jamestown Regional Medical Center by Jamestown Area Ambulance. The accident remains under investigation. Authorities are asking for the public's assistance in locating Dell Eagle, an inmate from the Barnes County Correctional Facility who was released on Friday for work release as a part of his criminal judgment. Eagle failed to return to the jail and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. Eagle was charged on June 9th for a misdemeanor charge of sexual assault of offensive contact. You can find his photo at NewsDakota.com. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.